Let's open up to Daf Yudalid Omer Aleph. And we'll continue in this Kunshus HaSmicha. And we're going to discuss today Smicha in Chutz Laretz. But the Gemara quotes a member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ein Smicha b'Chutz Laretz. And that's on Daf Yudalad Omer Aleph. So let's open up and see where the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. See how many lines down is it? Second.
Halfway down.
Say it a little louder.
Almost halfway down.
Halfway down. On Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we have it.
Ein smicha
b'chutz laretz. So the Gemara now wants to know what exactly does that mean? Ein smicha b'chutz laretz. Ilema delo dine dine knasas klal b'chutz laretz. If you're telling me that there's no such thing as a samuch in Chutz Laretz, and therefore the entire enterprise of Dine Knossos is completely undermined. There's no way that you can have a din on Knas in Chutz Laretz because there are no smuchim. Vatnan, we have a Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Bakis. It says Sanhedrin Oheges Bein Ba'aretz Ubein B'Chutz Laretz. In fact, the Gemara tells us that there was a period of time in which the Sanhedrin was in Golos, and they were outside of the bounds of Eretz Yisrael, and yet they still had the power and the function of Sanhedrin, and the implication is that they could judge any case, whatever the case may be, whether it's Dine Momenos, whether it's Knossos, whether it's Dine Nefashos, any case could be adjudicated in Chutz Laretz by the Sanhedrin. They remain and they retain their status. So why are you telling me that they cannot be smuchim in Chutz Laretz? If the Sanhedrin is exiled into Chutz Laretz, then they will judge Dine Knossos. Ella, but rather, we're not talking about the feasibility of having smuchim in Chutz Laretz that could operate as Sanhedrin, but the question is, can we create smuchim in Chutz Laretz? Ella delo samchinan b'chutz laretz. We cannot confer smicha in Chutz Laretz. The only place we can confer smicha is in Eretz Yisrael. And that has to do with the fact that smicha takes us back to the Shechina, and the Shechina is only in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says in Moed Kot, not here, but he says, Ein Shechina Shor B'chutz Laretz. So therefore, you cannot achieve a Maisa Smicha in Chutz Laretz. That's the statement, that's the meaning of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Gemara says the following, Pshita, already the word Pshita always introduces a suffix that's going to come around the bend. Is Somchim B'chutz Laretz, V'nismachim B'aretz. What happens if those who are meant to confer smicha, the active element, that's called somchim, they're in Chutz Laretz? Now, it could be that they could confer smicha long distance, we'll have to see about that, and the smachim in this case are in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, that's pshita, hamrin and delo. We just finished saying that there's no smicha in Chutz Laretz. So clearly if the somchim, those who are the rabbis who are already musmachim and they want to confer smicha, they can't do so in Chutz Laretz. Ella, but what about the reverse case? Somchim ba'aretz, vanismachim b'chutz laretz. Those who want to receive smicha are in Chutz Laretz. My, what's the din? Is there an effective smicha that's conferred on someone who's in Chutz Laretz? Now again, all this business about long-term long-distance smicha is all predicated on the Gemara that we mentioned yesterday, that smicha doesn't require that you actually put the hands on top of the head like Moshe did to Yoshua. So therefore, you can send a message to someone from, let's say, Beersheba all the way to Bavel, and you know, the bird's going to carry the message, and it includes a document that says we confer Rebbe, the status of Rebbe on you. But the only problem is that although the Somchim are in Eretz Yisrael, in this case the Nismachim are in Bavel. So is there such a thing as a valid smicha if the Nismachim are in Bavel? Maybe the only requirement of Eretz Yisrael is as far as the Somchim is concerned. Tashma, the Gemara wants to prove it. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Mitztara later Rav Shimon bar Abba, one of his outstanding students, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to confer smicha on him. And Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, but the lo avi gabayu delismiche, he wasn't available for smicha. So it seems that even if only the nismach is in chutzatz, the somech himself is in Eretz Yisrael, but the nismach is in chutzatz, there's no valid smicha. Ben the Gemara has another case of Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud. And once again, he wanted to confer smicha on someone, and lo avi gabayu, he wasn't available, he was in chutz laretz. Then the Gemara talks about another case of two students of Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshaya. And Rabbi Yochanan really wanted to give them smicha badly, but lo avi mistaya milsa, he couldn't get a hold of them. Vavi kom mitztaya tuva, and he was very upset. So the Gemara goes into a little bit of an agadity here that Rabbi Chanina and Rav Hoshaya were from Beis Eli. They were descendants of Eli HaKohen, and there was a curse put on the descendants of Eli HaKohen that lo yezakein beBeis Chakal Yomim, that there would never be a nismach that would receive smicha amongst the descendants of Beis Eli. And therefore, since Rabbi Chanina and Rav Hoshaya were descendants of Beis Eli, there's no reason for Rabbi Yochanan to be mitztayer, because there's no way that he could actually confer smicha on them because of this curse. Then the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Zeira Ari Nitmar Lemismache. They wanted to confer smicha on Rabbi Zeira, and he was hiding. He didn't want to accept smicha. The Omer Rabbi Loza Liolam Avi Kabel VeKayem. A person should always hang out in the dark, in the shadows. So he shouldn't be out there in the limelight. Why? Because he wants to be rachok min harabanus. You know, he doesn't want all the glory and the shining lights of rabanus. But came into shama lahad the amar ablaza. Later on, he found out that it's a good idea to get smicha, and therefore amtsi le'nafshe, he presented himself. Now, if you have this essay on page Reish Lamed Dalid, Rav Soloveitchik is going to try to analyze the Gemara's suffix here. What was the Gemara vacillating about when it wondered about the fact that the Somchim are in Eretz Yisrael and the Nismachim are in Chutz Laretz? First, he points out Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Somchim Ba'aretz. So let's go back to the Gemara for one second. We'll put this on the side for a second. And we're going to look for a Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Somchim Ba'aretz. Rashi says, I'm looking for it here, it's about in the middle of the page. One second. Did anybody find the Rashi? Oh, there it is. So, it's about 15 lines down from the top. Im asomech omeid ba'aretz v'anismach omeid bebavel v'lesa gabei somech. So Rashi has a case here where the somech was in Eretz Yisrael, but the nismach is all the way in Bavel. Mimahani ki'ilu isa gabei b'shas smicha. Wow. Rashi is saying that you need something called Isa Gabei, if you want to underline those two words, which means that the Nismach has to appear in the presence of the Somech. So that this case of Nismach B'chutz Laretz is not the only case that the Gemara is vacillating about. You could have a case where the Nismach is in Eretz Yisrael, But since he's on the other side of the land of Israel, he's not in close proximity to the Somech, then the same question would apply. Would the smicha be valid? So let's say, for example, the Somech was in Yerushalayim and the Nisbach was in Be'er Sheva or up in Metula. You'd have the same identical question whether the smicha would be valid. And it's very strange that Rashi, in a sense, is going against the Gemara. The Gemara only asks a question of vacillates about a case of a nisbach in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara should have vacillated about a case where the nisbach is in Eretz Yisrael, but he's not Isa Legabeh. So getting back to the article, he says the following. On the sixth line, he says, Pirush Rashi, the mashma de mefarsh the bayis hagemara. What is gemara vacillating about? Hoisan nistapku bechol smicha shalom befanav. If the nisbach is not in the presence of the somech, is that going to be a valid smicha? V'lav dafka ba'aretz ubechutzlaretz. It's not only the case where the somech is in Eretz Yisrael, the nisbach is in chutzlaretz. Afilu shneim v'aretz according to Rashi, they're both in the land. El sheheim shalom zeh shalom befnei zeh. So Rashi requires Isa Legabe. And that's how the Yad Ramah understands Rashi. The Yad Ramah is not happy about Rashi because he says, according to Rashi, why did Gemara mention Nismach B'chutz La'aretz? It should have mentioned, it just simply said Nismach Lav Legabe, that he's not Befana. Now the Rav quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Dal Milcha Sanhedrin, Ein Somchim Zakenim B'chutz La'aretz. Afilu hayu asomchim v'aretz v'anismach chutz la'aretz. Remember all those cases that the Gemara brought to prove that if the nismach is in chutz la'aretz, there's no smicha. So the Ram points out that even if the somchim are in Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, if the nismach is in chutz la'aretz, then we're going to apply the principle of ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. But hayu shneim v'aretz, if they're both within the land, and Rambam doesn't seem to qualify that it's befanov, is somchin also. Ah, the Rambam says it explicitly. Afal pi she'eno imha smuchim b'makom echad. They're not located together. So the Rambam clearly doesn't require lefanov, but he wants to know, what if the nisbach is in chutz la'aretz? And if he's within the bounds of Eretz Yisrael, then shulchin lo, we can send a messenger, or kosmin lo, we can send him a document, shusama, and that would be valid. So you don't need befanav. But what you do need is that the nisbach be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav summarizes the shita of the Rambam, Hari Lehejah, the lo be'inan zeh, b'fnei zeh b'smicha. We don't need that the nisbach be in the presence of the somech. And we can send a messenger, we can send a document, there are many ways in which we can confer smicha long distance. However, the nismach has to be in Eretz Yisrael. If he's in Chutz La'aretz, that's the problem. And we summarize the Shitas of Rambam that lo be'inon zeh b'fnei zeh for smicha. And the only problem is that the nismach is in Chutz La'aretz. So the Somech is in Yerushalayim and the Nisbach is in Bavel, and the Rambam paskens like the Maskon of Asugya that the Smicha is not valid. You cannot confer Smicha, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, on someone who's in Chutz La'aretz. Dafka mipnei sha'nismach hu b'chutz la'aretz. Hu di'ena yochol la'smicha. So our Soloveitchik now wants to understand what is the nature of the suffix. Right, we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the Gemara vacillates about how to interpret him. Bishlam, according to Rashi, the Gemara is vacillating whether you need Befanov, or is there such a thing as long distance smicha? It doesn't matter if the Nisbach is within the bounds of Eretz Yisrael, but he's far away from the Masmich, or he's in Chutz La'aretz. Whether he's near the Somech, or away from the stomach, that's the shaila. Do you need befanav in order to achieve smicha? Again, you don't need yad al rosho like Yoshua and Moshe and Yoshua, but you need at least befanav. Well, no, you don't even need befanav. Just send him a message that we conferred upon you the status of a rebbe and you are a samuch, and that's all you need. That's a basic question that you could ask in smicha. But the Rambam clearly understood that you don't require b'fanu. And therefore, as long as the nisdach is in Eretz Yisrael, I don't care how far he is, you know, he might be up in Metula, the smicha is valid. But the problem is that the nisdach is where? In Chutz Laaretz. But what's it all about? And the Gemara says, if the Somech is in Chutz Laaretz, that pshita, he cannot confer smicha. But here's a case where the Somech is in Eretz Yisrael. Only the nisvach is in Chutz Laaretz. So what's the Gemara vacillating about? So the Rav says, Gevaldige Chiddush. And he says that the Maisa Smicha cannot be done in Chutz Laaretz. Therefore, if the Somech is in Chutz Laaretz, for sure, there's nothing to talk about. Upgaret, you can't have Smicha because that's the Maisa Smicha. The Maisa Smicha has to take place in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laaretz. But what's the suffix of the Gemara? Where does the nisvach fit in? Is the nisvach part of the maisa smicha? And what does that mean? We are conferring upon the nisvach the status of Elohim, meaning a dayan. Do we need the nisvach to participate in that smicha, that maisa smicha? Rabbo said, what would it mean that the nisvach would participate in the maisa smicha? I mean, just telling him he's Rebbe and he's a son. Kabbalas HaSmicha. He has to receive the smicha. Sheyaskim nidaito lekabbalas Torah Elohim. Here it's a Lashon Chol. Imkain. Be omed on nisvach b'chutz laretz. If the nisvach is in Babel, and we need his participation, the Maisa Smicha, to set up and generate a Maisa Smicha, we need his Kabbalas HaSmicha. So it's very nice that he was Makabal the Smicha, and he said, great, this is great news for me. I can't wait to put up my clergy sign. But nevertheless, where is he? His Kabbalah, his Haskama, which is part of the Maisa Smicha, was in Chutz Laaretz. And we don't have a Maisa Smicha in Chutz Laaretz. Or do we say, no? The Maisa Smicha Nasa Legamri Alideha Somchim. And Memela, after they do the Maisa Smicha, the shame Samuch is chal on the Samuch, but he doesn't have to accept it, he doesn't have to receive it. The Maisa Smicha is complete the very moment that the Masmik gives the Smicha. So it's irrelevant where the Nisvach is. He can be in Babel, he can be on the other side of the world, and the Smicha will be valid because we don't need him as a participant in the Smicha.
How is that smicha transmitted? We said we don't put yad on him.
Right.
Is there some udasha?
Exactly. So Rambam says that.
Maybe it's a shlech of Kabbalah that I could get. The shlech is
again, if he's a shlech of Kabbalah, so that's fine. That's excellent. Right? But what the case that we're dealing with is that we need a Kabbalah. If you need a Kabbalah, then there's no such thing as a Shliach LeKabbalah. Why? In get, you can have a Shliach LeKabbalah because it's irrelevant whether she agrees to accept the get.
But when you speak Kabbalah, you mean Kabbalah Shliach LeKabbalah.
Well, it may take a while until the document reaches his hands. Again, you know, the Somech is in Yerushalayim and the Nisvach is all the way in Babel. But as soon as the document comes to him, he has to complete the Maisa Smicha. What does that mean, complete the Maisa Smicha? He has to prove and confirm that he wants to get Smicha. That's the completion of the Maisa Smicha.
There's an implication in Kabbalah Smicha that it's Befano.
No, that's only going to Rashi. We're dealing with the Rambam. So again, let's start from basics. Rashi holds the Gemara's entire Safek has nothing to do with Chutz Laaretz. The Gemara was vacillating whether or not we need the fun of, or you can send a document, right? You can tell him on Facebook that he's a Rebbe. Send him an email. And the Gemara's conclusion is that you need b'fanav. You don't need Yado al Rosho, but you need b'fanav. The Rambam holds the Farish explicitly, you don't need b'fanav. There is long distance smicha. Send them a shliach. Send them a document. But the Rambam says that if the nismach is in Chutz Laaretz, here's where the Gemara vacillates. Do we need in the Maisa Smicha Kabbalas HaNismach? Or do we not need his Kabbalas HaNismach? That the Smicha is Chal Mimela automatically. If we say that we need the Kabbalas HaNismach, and that's an integral part of the Maisa Smicha, well, we know that the Maisa Smicha has to take place where? In Eretz Yisrael. So if the Nismach is in Chutz Laaretz, and that's where he approves, and accepts the smicha, that's where the maisa smicha is completed. Or do we say no? I don't care that he has to accept the smicha. We confer the smicha upon him. It could be he could reject the smicha, but again, his acceptance and his approval of the smicha is not part of the maisa smicha. So in this case, where the somech is in Eretz Yisrael, the entire process from A to Z, from soup to nuts, the entire maisa smicha took place in Eretz Yisrael, because we don't need a kabbalah sasmicha al yidei somech. But on the other hand, if we're going to say no, it's not that the maisa smicha is done completely by the masmich, independent of the somach, but rather the somach has to accept the smicha midaito, and that clinches the maisa smicha. There are two participants in a maisa smicha. It's like kiddushin as opposed to gerushin. In kiddushin, both the makadish and the miskadesh is participating in the maisa gerushin, and we need her approval. Here too, in smicha, we need his approval in this fach in order to accept the smicha. That's the clincher of the maisa smicha. Well, even if he's in chutzlart, is ain somchim bechutzlart. And Rabosai, I think that maybe we could prove this concept of kabbalas smicha from Reb Zeira. What was Reb Zeira doing? He was hiding in the shadows, right? Because he snos harabonis. He didn't want to take smicha. Who cares whether he takes smicha or not? We're going to be masmich him even if he doesn't accept the smicha. But the answer is no. His smicha is contingent on his kabbalas smicha. So as long as he can avoid kabbalas smicha, there is no smicha. But Rav Soloveitchik has another raya, another proof that there's a din of kabbalas smicha. Look at the Rambam's language. The Rambam says the following: Im hayu shneim ba'aretz. Somchin also af al pisha eino im hasmuchim b'makom echad el sholchin lo o kosvin lo shu somch. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to understand, why did the Rambam feel compelled to give us a how to do it kind of what do they call those little manuals? You know, how to do it. How do you confer smicha and notify the somach that he's a somach. And the Rambam says you have a couple of choices. You can send him a shliach. You can write him a document. That's a hechatimsa. The Rambam doesn't have to tell me a hechatimsa. You know, the Rambam doesn't have to tell me, you know, how big is the oven for baking matzahs. You'll find an oven that's big enough to bake matzahs. If it's too small, so you get a bigger oven. That's not the Rambam's job. How to? The Rambam doesn't have to write a book of how to notify and transmit the great message, the great news to the Samuch that he receives smicha. The answer is, the Rambam holds that all these modes, these parts of the process, they are integral to the Maisa smicha. And the din is that until the Samuch receives the smicha and accepts it, the Maisa smicha is incomplete. So the Rambam tells us that these actions of sending shluchim or writing a document, that is all part of the continuous maisa smicha, which will only be clinched and completed the moment that the nismach accepts the smicha. So that now, when he gets this document, the document says that he can be dan dine knossos, he has the authority to judge in a knas case. And the reason for that is because he's a somach, and the writing of the document and the receiving of the document on the part of the nisbach, that's all part of the maisa smicha. Let's read it inside. He says, "Nira deratzalomar Rama." The Rama wants to teach us the kol zeh chelik mi maisa smicha shetzrichim lishloach lo o lichtov lo ulodio al das hasmicha. When he hears from the shliach or he reads the document, v'kibel es asmicha, that's when the smicha is chal. But up until this point, there's no deal. There's no chalos smicha. He has to accept the smicha. And that's why, says the Rambam, that if the somchim who are conferring smicha on Eretz Yisrael, but the nismachim are chutzlats, there's no possibility of smicha in that case. Why? Because the nismachim have to accept the smicha and they're in chutzlats, and that clinches a maisa smicha in chutzlats. Now, what would be in the following scenario? Let's say they sent him a ksav smicha and he was in chutzlats. So we said that smicha is not chal. But what happens if he gets to Eretz Yisrael, he takes an El Al plane to Eretz Yisrael, and then he accepts his smicha? Should we say that now the smicha could be chal? Meaning, we don't need an immediate Kabbalah Sasmicha. Maybe, Reuven, you were touching on this before. But what we need is at some point to be a Kabbalah Sasmicha. But where does he have to be the Nismach in order to be Makabal Smicha and complete the Maisa Smicha? He's got to be in Eretz Yisrael. Now let's go over to the Gemara about Rabbi Meir. So this Gemara is on Daf Yudalid Amud Al. The Gemara tells us that during the Gzeira of the Romans, that there shouldn't be any conferral of smicha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava desperately wanted to give smicha, and he gathered together five chachamim to receive smicha, and they sat themselves between two great mountains and two great cities. And all this was to somehow circumvent the Gzeira of the Romans. Now, on the list of the five great scholars who received smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was caught and he was put to death cruelly by the Romans, he's one of the Asaruge Malchus, one of them on the list is Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir? Are you telling me that Rabbi Meir got smicha from Yehuda ben Bava? Ha'amar Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, kol omesh Rabbi Meir lo samcho, Rabbi Akiva eino eletoe. If anyone denies that Rabbi Meir received smicha from Rabbi Akiva, then he's making a big mistake. So we see clearly that the Rebbe that gave smicha to Rabbi Meir was none other than Rabbi Akiva. How can you tell me now that his name, Rabbi Meir's name, appears on the list of those who received smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? So the Gemara answers, Samchei Rabbi Akiva v'lo kiblo. But Samchei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava v'kiblo. It means that when Rabbi Meir was a youngster, he was precocious, he was very capable, and Rabbi Akiva was eager to confer smicha on him. But only later in his life, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava conferred smicha, then Rabbi Meir accepted the smicha. Says Rav Salvation at the top left, Al Pizen Nirla Hasbris HaGemara Le'inyan Smichas Rabbi Meir Demitchila Omru Shrav Yehuda ben Bava Hismicho L'Rabbi Meir. The Brisa testifies to the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava received smicha from Rabbi Meir received smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So the Gemara asks, but we know historically that he received smicha from Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara answers that Mitchila, originally Rabbi Akiva conferred smicha on Rabbi Meir v'lo kivlo. So on the side of the Gemara, there's something called Hagos Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden lived 400 years ago. And he writes that there's a mistake in the text of the Gemara. And the Gemara should say the following. It means v'lo kiblu oso. Not v'lo kiblu in singular, but in plural. And it's referring to the other chachamim of Eretz Yisrael. They refused to accept and recognize the validity of the smicha that Rabbi Akiva conferred upon Rabbi Meir. They had nothing against Rabbi Meir personally. This was not a political debate. This was not the elections, if you know what I mean. But rather, Rabbi Akiva was taking a young man by the name of Rabbi Meir and conferring smicha on it. The Chachamim say, no. There's got to be a minimum age for smicha. Rabbi Meir is too young. So the way Rabbi Yaakov Emden understands this sugya, and he even changes the gears of lo kiblo, means that they, the people of Israel, meaning the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they didn't agree to recognize the smicha of Rabbi Meir. Only later on, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava at the end of his life conferred smicha on the mature Rabbi Meir, then the Chachamim accepted it. Says the Rav, Tzarech Im, I don't understand this ha'ara of the Ivets of Rabbi Yaakov Em. Dafka b'chidush ha'smicha hitzach ha'ramam she'askimu kol chachmi Eretz Yisrael. The Ramam has a case of Chidush HaSmicha, where the Chachmei Yisrael could get together and decide, they as a body, as an entity, want to confer smicha on so and so. So the Rambam says that's conditional on haskamas chachmei Eretz Yisrael. But in a classic smicha, not to be mechadish smicha, a smicha which is part of the unbroken chain, ish mipi ish, leading back to Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't care about shar chachmei Eretz Yisrael, so we don't need their approval. They don't have veto power. They cannot be ma'akev, the smicha, the masmich. All we need is the masmich and the nismach. And you'll see this explicitly in the Rambam in Perek Daled Halacha Hey. Ezra Moshe Soloveitchik, when the Gemara says velo kiblo, that velo kiblo is a reference to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir didn't want to accept the smicha. And we need, as an absolute critical prerequisite for smicha, that the nismach have das to accept the smicha. And that's what the Gemara means. There's no need to change the girsa. It's Rabbi Meir velo kiblo. It's in singular. It's not the Chachmei Yisrael in plural didn't accept it. Where do we find that if a masmich, if a samach wants to confer a smicha, he's got to get the approval of Chachmei Yisrael and they can feed him? There's no source for that whatsoever. The Rambam says, in one case you need the askama of Chachmei Yisrael. That's a case of chiyush smicha, where there's no ish mitiyush. The pulmus of Tzfat 5 centuries ago. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Now, I have another piece of paper, and maybe we can do a comparison from the Gvuras Yitzchak. Those of you who remember, I very often study with you the Gvuras Yitzchak. So let me see how many copies I have here. All right, right now I find 2 copies. I mean, we only have about 15 minutes left, so I'm not sure if I should trouble you to photocopy this or not. In any event, the Gevuras Yitzchak is also focused on the Maisa Smicha, but from a different perspective. It's not the issue here where the Nismach has to approve and receive his Smicha with approval, and therefore the Nismach is part of the Maisa Smicha and he has to be in Eretz Yisrael, but rather, what exactly is the Maisa Smicha? Basically, the Maisa Smicha doesn't require any action because we're not going to accept the paradigm of Moshe Rabbeinu with Yoshua. So what exactly is it? It's only Dibur B'Alma. It's only a statement, a declaration. So what is the substance of that declaration? So if you take a look at the Gemara quotes Rav Acha Berei de Rava, and he comes to the conclusion that you don't need smicha biyado mamish, like Moshe, but rather samchile bishma v'karile Rebbe, and he calls him Rebbe, v'yavi le reshusa lemeidan dine knossos, and he gives him permission to judge knossos. And this essay is going to ask the following question. When it says V'yavile Rishusa, is that just a result of the smicha? The smicha itself is Kari Le Rabbi, you are the Rebbe. And as a result, you're a nismach. Once you're a samach, then now you can adjudicate cases of knas. But if you look carefully at the Rambam, Perek Dalid, which is the same Perek that we were studying until now, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Ketzad hi asmicha l'doros, lo shi yismichu yideim al rosh hazaken, they don't have to put their hands on his head, ela shekorin lo, listen carefully, Rebbe, v'omrim lo harei ata samach, v'yesh lecha rishus lodun afilu dine knosos. It's not enough to call him Rebbe. You have to tell him you are now a samach, and therefore you can now oversee a bezdin for dini knossos. Is mevur barambam the nesinas harishus ladun dini knossos, the green light, the license to judge in cases of knossos, havi chelik mimaisa smicha. The Rambam defines that as part of the maisa smicha. So it's not just enough that you call him Rebbe, but moreover, you have to tell him what is the scope or what are the implications of of your jurisdiction as a Rebbe? And the answer is that you could be dan dine knasos. That itself is part of the Maisa Smicha. What does it mean? It means that it's not just to declare him a Rebbe. You have to tell him what his rights are, what his responsibilities are. You can tell him that he has rights to judge dini knasos. You can tell him that he now is called a samuch. Now don't just call him Rebbe, but then open up the chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Aleph, writes the following: Omrim lo harei ata samuch, korim lo Rebbe, me'osa shah. In other words, what you confer on him, what the proclamation is, you are a samuch, and you are called Rebbe. Then the Sefer Chinuch adds a tag on, and he says, as a result, is Hayolo Rishus Li Achar Mikan Ladun Afilu Dine Knossos. The Chinuch adds those words Li Achar Mikan. Obviously, he's not describing and defining the declaration itself, the Maisa Smich. If he was defining the Maisa Smich, he wouldn't say Li Achar Mikan, he has Rishus to Dine Knossos. Li Achar Mikan Yeshlo Rishus Ladun Dine Knossos, that's a description of the result of Smicha. But the lashon of smicha is that you are Rebbe, you are a samuch. Nowhere does the Sefer Chinuch imply that in the proclamation of smicha, in the ma'aseh smicha, we must notify him, the nisbach, that yesh lecha rishus ladun dini knosos. That's a matter of clarification. That's not part of the ma'aseh smicha. We can clarify to him when the time comes, li'achar mikan, that he has the capacity to judge even cases of knossos. So in sum, we have here, according to Gvur Yitzchak, a machlokes between the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch. What is the Maisa Smicha? Does the Maisa Smicha include, as the Rambam has it, Yesh Lecha Rishus Ladun Afilu Dine Knossos? Is that part of the Maisa Smicha? Rashi, in a number of places, says that what is Smicha? Smicha is Likros Lahem Rebbe. The Rashi never ever adds those words Omrim Lo Sheyesh Lecha Rishus Ladun Dine Knossos. And in that sense, Rashi reflects the Shita that we saw in the Sefer Chinuch. And we might not have been sensitive to point out these Rashis and notice them unless we saw the Sefer Chinuch first, because the Sefer Chinuch indicates clearly that we're not going to tell him as part of the initial smicha that he has Rishus Ladun Dini Knossos. That's going to be the Pol Yotze. That's the implication or the repercussion of his being a son. And he shows you three different Rashis where Rashi is consistent that when Rashi talks about smicha, it's always likros lahem Rebbe. Never does the Rashi add v'yesh lecha rishus ladun dine knosos.
Where
in Sefer
Chinuch is this?
Tov Tzadi Aleph. Ayin Shom. I don't have it in front of me. I think we have it in the library. The Sefer Chinuch is not necessarily organized al pi Seder HaParshas. The new editions, you know, of the Sefer Chinuch, they organized into al Seder HaParshas. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. We still have a few minutes. My goal is to get to the paragraph on page Kuf Pei Dalid, which I think is the flip side of your page. Vehine Akesef Mishnah. You see that? No, it's not.
Yeah, I give them on both sides.
Oh, you have it on both sides. I also have it on both sides. So you'll have to listen to Torah Shabbat. The Rambam, in the very same chapter of Hilchas Sanhedrin, we've been studying Halacha Beis in Perek Dalet. But let's take a look at Halacha Ches. Rambam says, Yesh lem lemanos lechol ma sheyirtzu lidvarim yechidim. This is what I call a departmentalized, meaning Like when you go to college, you could take philosophy, you could take psychology, you could take law, you could take science, biology, etc., etc. Correct? So you could graduate with a degree in X. That was your specialty. In graduate school, it's even more pronounced. Right? You go to graduate school for medicine, you go to graduate school for law. And the Rambam says that when they appoint a dayan, you can give them a specialty and say that in this area he has dayanus. That's his spets. However, the Rambam says that even if you want to give him smicha in one particular area, he's got to be roi l'chol advarim. He has to be a scholar. So in other words, if I study, let's say I would study Hilchos Basa Mechalav. Can I get smicha in Hilchos Basa Mechalav? That's the only thing I know. It's Basa Mechalav. I never studied anything else. So the Rambam says no. Why? Chacham mufla sheroi lahoris b'chala Torah kula. He has such outstanding knowledge that he can paskin anywhere in any shaila in the Torah. Yesh lebezin lismoch oso v'litein lo rishus ladun means ladun dini mamonos v'lo lahoris b'sevehetem. Or yidne lo rishus lahoros b'sevehetem v'lo ladun dini mamonos. Or yidne lo rishus lezeh lezeh v'lo ledine knossos. You follow? They can specify and restrict the scope of his smicha. So he's got rishus to judge these cases, but not those cases. As long as he's a mufla who knows how to judge in all areas of halach. Tzarech biur. Eich mahani liten lo rishus lahoros be'isa ve'eter o ladun dini mamonos v'lo ladun dini knossos. Hare mishenitna lo rishus ladun dini knossos havi v'chlal maisa smicha. According to the Rambam, the maisa smicha itself is defined as yesh lecha rishus ladun dini knossos. How can the Rambam then go ahead and say that I can give rishus to this dayan to judge monetary cases, ritual law, or isa v'heter, but you don't have rishus for dini knossos? If you don't have rishus for dini knossos, then the whole enterprise of smicha is absolutely meaningless. Why? Because the Rambam says that the maisa smicha includes yesh lecha rishus ladun dini knossos. Now I'm telling him he doesn't have rishus ladun dini knossos. The maisa smicha is incomplete. V'hinei hakesef misha heir minolan la Rambam di'ein somkhan el misha roi lahoros b'chol haTorah. Where did the Rambam add this condition that you can only give a partial restricted smicha if you are roi, you know how to paskin in every area? Kesef Mishnah has no clue. Where did the Rambam derive this from? However, you look in the Lecha Mishnah, who quotes Yerushalmi in Chagiga. What does it say in Yerushalmi? Afagav de Tomar mi minyans kedim lidvarim yechidim. Even though you can give a restricted smicha for only certain areas, is Misha Roy Lahoros Lachaladvarim. I'm sorry, Ain Sofman El Misha Roy Lahoros Lachaladvarim, but he adds a condition, a proviso. When can we give this smicha? And it could be a partial smicha for only one area. That's only if he's Roy Lahoros Lachaladvarim. Vitzarech Biu. The Kavan Shay Nosim Lorishus Lahoros Lachaladvarim El Dvarim Yechidim Shay Nidnu Lorishus Lahem. My time at Sochshei Roy Lawrus Lachal Torah Kula. You are giving him smicha for dini moments. The man spent 15 years of his life studying dini moments. He can answer your questions in the middle of his sleep. He doesn't know anything about basa b'chol. He doesn't know hilchos shechita. He doesn't know ribbis. He doesn't know dini knossos. So you're not going to give him smicha, says the Rambam, unless he's a mufla she. Yochel Horos Bechol Dini HaTorah. And Yerushalmi says it explicitly. Misha Roy Lehoros Lechol HaDvarim. This is perhaps the basis of the Rambam. But I don't understand. You're telling me that you're giving him a partial smicha in one area, and then you're telling him that that's only meaningful if he knows all of Torah. Why does he have to know all of Torah? Why can't he just be an expert in that field? And we're giving him rishus to lahoros, but only and exclusively in that area of Torah knowledge. Now, we've been assuming in this whole discussion, and this is what I want to pick up next time, an equation. We've assumed that this whole Rambam, when he discusses minui dayanim, and you can give the minui as a partial dayanus, that's all smicha. How do I know that? Maybe dayanus is one entity and smicha is a different entity. But for this, we open up the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, which you'll see on the bottom right column. And the Rambam says that smicha is minui dayanim. He's explicit, he's outspoken about this. And he writes that smicha sekedim hu minui dayanim. When you see the term smicha sachamim, it means dayanus, minui dayanus. Smicha equals minui dayanim in the Rambam's frame of reference. And therefore, we don't understand in the context of minui dayanus, which is smicha, the Rambam recognizes the validity of partial smicha, and then the Rambam turns around and says that even though he has smicha only exclusively in this area, but nevertheless he has to know kol ha'torah kulo. He's got to be a mufla who is capable of lahoros b'chol ha'torah kulo. Why is that so? But let's just very quickly summarize, then I'll let you go. According to the Rambam, we have two major chidushim. One chidush is, I don't care how distant the masmich is from the nismach, as long as the nismach is not in chutz l'aretz. And Rav Soloveitchik adds a whole light, it sheds a whole light on this, that if the Kabbalah sasmicha is a prerequisite, then that is part of the maisa smicha, therefore even the nismach accepting the smicha has to be located in Eretz Yisrael, because the Maisa Smicha requires Eretz Yisrael. The second Rambam relates to the Maisa Smicha not in terms of the Kabbalah Smicha on the part of the Nismach, but what is the declaration of the Maisa Smicha? And the Rambam says that it has to declare that this Nismach has the capacity and the authority to rule in Dinei Knossos. Then the Rambam turns around, and when he talks about Midi Dayanim, he says you could be Mamana Dayan with the proviso that he doesn't touch Dine Knossos. And yet the Rambam defines the very Maisa Smicha as Yeshcha Rishus Lona Dine Knossos. Without that, it's not a Maisa Smicha. And you and I might have said, well, maybe the Rambam in Halacha Beis is talking about Dayanus, that you can give Dayanus without smicha in a very limited, restricted area. And smicha means that you can dan dine knossos. But that's an impossibility, because the Rambam himself identifies minui dayanus as smicha. Very explicit about it. So we don't know how to reconcile these two Rambams. And on the one hand, the Rambam says that part of the Maisa smicha integral is on the other hand, the Rambam says that you can be Mamana Dayan, which means smicha, and you can exclude his ability or his license to be Dan Dini Knossos. Okay then? Now if anybody wants to photocopy this for the next time, so please, you know, please do so.
And this next year?
The next year will be Amirz Hashem next week. I have a shiur at night, which is different than this shiur. If any of you happen to be free at 8:30 at night, and that's on Wednesday nights, I get a nice group. You know, they're from the Commonwealth. You know, I'm the only one who speaks this Brooklynese accent. A very nice group of guys. And again, they don't always show up because they're traveling. You know the nature of the. And that's at 8:30 on Wednesdays. All right then. I have a great day. Thank you so much.
I don't think I'll be able to make it tonight, but you left this with a kasha last week. I don't know if I had the test from you, but is those Seylech Rochel, the Heylech is a miser? Is that the answer?
that Hoylech Mai itself you can see.
Dibur itself is not Maisa, but the Seilech makes it
upgrades into Maisa.
Okay.
It's like the Dibur Yikav in Maisa. Alright, we'll pick that up again. Right. It's a shame. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, but
next week I'm giving the evening.